Is this the song for 2016?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I saw someone tweeting over the weekend saying, in the future, when you're at a pub quiz and the question goes, in what year? Just put 2016, because everything happened in 2016. Just that will get you out of every corner. Blue skies and sunshine, staying very warm. 27 Celsius today, 30 tomorrow. That was Mike Posner. I'm Big John. It's 8:35. Ollie Murs came for breakfast.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks, you.
Yeah?
It's good to be here.
How have you been?
I'm okay. Why is it so quiet in here?
Say hello to Ollie, everybody.
Hi, Ollie.
Hello.
So, it's been back at Hallam FM. I haven't been for so long.
It's like your spiritual home.
It is.
So you've been away for a little while.
Yes.
You've been hiding. Mm-hmm. Has it been nice being away?
To be fair, I've been really busy. I've been writing the album. I've been seeing my friends and family. I've been travelling and doing bits and bobs. So it's been really sort of busy. I've not really wanted to stay at home too much, really. I like to keep active, so I like to do stuff. Been playing lots of football. I've been playing for my local team in Essex called Cockleshill Town.
Oh my God, I know them! I literally live 10 minutes away from Witham. Oh my God!
Essex.
So Cockleshill is like my local football team, and I basically put a bit of money in there, and we've got a really good team. Listen, and it's going really well.
Do you feel any pressure though to not be away for too long in case everyone forgets who you are? Is there any part of that you think?
No, I just love my job, and I think I wouldn't want to take too many years away and just be not doing anything, like a recluse, because I just think, like, I love singing, I love performing, I like going around and seeing my fans. Like, I live and breathe this job. Yeah. I really do. I mean, there's days I hate it. I mean, I just want to stay in bed, but a lot of the time...
That's today, isn't it? Yeah. You can tell. Yeah, I can totally tell. I know what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Passive aggressive.
You've caught me out. No, I just love singing and love doing this for a job, and so, I don't want to go away. I don't want to go away too long.
Well, in all fairness, you're quite good at it, aren't you? Your last album,
kind.
Never Been Better, sold nearly a million. You got a Brit for Best Single for Up. You won a Nordoff Robbins Silver Clef Award, and you just supported Take That in Hyde Park. Has any of this bettered appearing on Deal or No Deal when you were 12?
You know what? That was a great experience.
You moonwalked in!
I did! You know what? I actually did. Yeah. Why I did that, I don't know. I think we had this bet on for weeks that everyone should do something silly as they walk down the entrance to Noel, because everyone was so boring. And I thought it'd be really funny to do, why don't you do the classic moonwalk down? And it was just like, when I watched it back, I'm like, oh my God, did I really just do that?
It stands the test of time. YouTube him, have a look.
Just no one else has done it.
Ollie,
no,
it's the first.
And no one else went on there and had the worst game, quoted by Noel Edmonds, in the history of Deal or No Deal.
How much did you walk away with?
£10.
There you go.
But hang on a minute. I'm the first player in the history of the show to do it twice, and I've won a grand total of £10.50.
No way! Wow.
Yeah.
It's going the right way.
Yeah. Right, let's get the new song on, shall we?
Thank you.
You Don't Know Love. What's it about, Ollie Murs?
It is basically about my little bit of a breakup with my ex-girlfriend. It's kind of really that feeling of when you break up with someone and you're like, you just don't know love until you have your heart's in bits and you're crying and you can't deal with it anymore.
We think it's brilliant. It's on now. It's Hallam FM. Don't wanna be your lover. The new Ollie Murs song, You Don't Know Love, on Hallam FM. We were talking to him about it.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
We're clapping. That's off the fifth album. Mm-hmm. Your fifth album.
Five albums.
How have you managed to do that?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think it's a lot of luck, but also my fans are amazing, and people have just really liked my music over the years. So.
It's not luck, is it?
No, but I think you've got to have a bit of luck, because people have got to like you, wanted to buy into your music and like what you do.
I compared you on air the other day to Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. I said you were the British JT.
Yeah.
These guys said, is he? And I said, yeah,
he is. Tesco's version of
Justin Timberlake.
No, love JT. You know what? He's someone that I really look up to, so I appreciate the compliment.
You must have a lot of people who want to do collaborations with you now, because you're co-writing and you're writing bits of the album now, you're in charge. A bit more.
Yeah, I mean, you do get people that want to do it, people that don't want to do it, but I think everything happens for a reason. Every collaboration and feature I've ever had, it's always been something I've really believed in and something that I really felt would happen, and it always did. So I've got a couple of exciting ones on this one. I've got one song that's already done with someone, which is awesome, and then I've got two potential kind of duets, which I'm just waiting on pieces to go. I can't tell
who's
you.
Who's that going to be?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, Jason, I know.
It's Jason Donovan, isn't it?
Oh,
I think it's Craig David.
No, not Craig.
Because everyone wants to work with him now, don't they?
I love Craig. Me and Craig did speak about doing bits. Me and Craig get on great. We're good mates. So I would have loved to have done, but we never actually got a chance to write on this album, which is a shame.
When you go to write a song, do you have to think of the lyrics first, or does the music come first?
Good question. Well done. I would say...
Well done!
I would say, when I'm writing... Every writing session's different, but I think it's... I don't know, it's the melodies really before the lyrics or the music. So the melody will come with the music. So you'd start with a guitar or a piano or a drum beat or something like that, and then right. The melodies will come. So you'll just be going.
Let's do something now. I've got a tune. Let's make it. You ready?
Okay, you ready for a tune?
Yeah, there's a problem. I've got a problem with
this. I'm on my own.
It's already got words, isn't it? Emmerdale Farm. Emmerdale Farm.
Oh, it's Emmerdale Farm. Damn it!
Can I just say that's how we start every writing session? We start with either Emmerdale, Coronation. My phone's ringing. Coronation Street.
Get it out of your system. Yeah.
Private number. I hate people who ring on private numbers.
That's Craig David. Just came back. Yeah.
I heard what you were saying.
It's Halloween FM travel update.
One Republic, wherever I go, Halloween FM. I've got three things for you to do this summer with your kids. I'm giving them away every morning at 7:30. Really easy competition. Make sure you're listening every day at 7:30. Got more tram lines, gig tickets to give away later on this week, and you can go as a VIP as well. Blue skies and sunshine, staying very warm. 27 Celsius high. 30 tomorrow. Ollie Murs came in for a late breakfast with us at the end of last week. Rumours of him going on the lie detector. Here's what happened.
Thank you.
Morning. The problem is, we're trying to be serious.
Can I just say it was the... I'm still chuckling over you doing that music. It's because of the effort and the real... you really...
Got to go for
you
it.
You believed in it. You really believed.
I didn't know I was humming the Emmerdale theme tune. Tonight.
You know, my dad had this really funny thing. He was just being... he used to think he could be in a band. He went to bed one night, and every time he goes to the bed, he wears the radio on. So he went to bed one night and was... I don't know, whatever happened. He woke up the next morning and went, oh, my God. I've got a song. Oh, my God, I've dreamt this song. And he goes, oh, my God. He rings his mate, John, up and goes, John Barry, you've got this song for you. And he's like, what is it? And he starts singing it. And it was like, I don't know, it was like a David Bowie. You know? And, back in the day, obviously, this is in the 80s, he went, John goes, I think that's the David Bowie's new track. And my dad was like, no, it isn't. He goes, it is. And he played it to him. Yeah, that's kind of what you did.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's really sad for
him. So what does your dad think of you and your career? He must be so massively impressed and proud of you.
Yeah, no, he's a mate. Like, he can't believe it. Like, they used to always take the mickey out of me because when I was 17, they used to walk up the stairs and they'd see me, like, when I was... I'd like to say I was like 12, 13, but I was about 18, 19. And I'd be in the mirror, like, pretending I was in Blue or, like, in Westlife. I'd be singing songs in the mirror, like, yeah. And, my dad used to be like... My dad used to walk past and go, there's something wrong with you.
Oh.
Seriously? Oh. Like, when I was your age, I was out chatting girls up, and there you are, sat in the mirror.
Hey, paid off, though.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, he's super proud, and I love my parents. They come to everything, but they never really sat there and went, oh, you can sing, you know, go and do it. So when I went and did it and I pursued it, they really, you know, they really, they said, you know, it just shows you if you believe in your dreams, you can achieve them, so.
And was he quite protective of you? Because the X Factor, you attracted a bit of criticism, not just you, the whole show did.
I think to be fair, my mum said to me, I'll tell you guys off air what she did, but when she watched the show and I did that mistake, she just went, oh my God, what just happened?
Really?
She just turned to my dad and went, oh my God, what just happened? Oh, and then, and I was just like, I remember just ringing my mum and went, yep, that happened, yep. And but it was cool, like, everyone, my family are great, they don't care, they're cool, and they know that I can take it and get on with it, and ever since I've left X Factor, I mean, everyone sees me, it's like, it's all cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ollie.
Yes.
You've agreed to face the Hallam FM lie detector.
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I agree.
We all did it recently. We found out that Liesl's husband is not her greatest lover, according to the...
Oh! Oh, no.
We found out.
Hang on a minute. This is like Jeremy Kyle.
It's not you. She wasn't referring to you, by the way.
We found out.
What's this one night?
Producer James has a wandering eye at work.
Apparently.
He's not allowed in the office upstairs anymore. And my wife
came on. And you regret having your kids.
And apparently I regret having kids. So, you need to... Can we strap him up?
Lisa, do you want to...
You're not sure about this?
Yes.
Okay. We'll stop it there. So, Ollie Mers on the Hallam FM lie detector. He faces questions from people in South Yorkshire. We Facebooked it, and some of our listeners on the Big John and Breakfast Facebook page came up with questions. Questions about X Factor, having been binned off it. Questions about his relationship with Simon Cowell. Now, that's a tricky one. And then we get to the big one. His affair with Caroline Flack.
Your words.
Yeah.
How does he cope with the lie detector? He faces the questions, and he did it, and he was sweating his head off. You've got to listen tomorrow morning, 8:30, Hallam FM.